Monday Muse time on RN Drive, and my guest for this segment this week is, well, singer-songwriter doesn't cut it, because that conjures up a very different image. We're talking about someone who does very layered things with music, a musician and a vocalist, definitely, but a little bit more than that, and a very eclectic mix of sounds that comes together on her new album, which is called Seesaw. Her name is Nomi Libba. She joins me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Should we jump in and just hear a little bit of your work?
Sure.
Incredible sound.
Thank you.
No, really. The percussion, the production of it, the clapping, and I should point out, my producer was playing a whole lot of air bass there.
Yeah.
As that track was going.
You know, it does bring out the bass head
in a lot of people.
Unsuspecting.
Yeah, right. What I really love about the album, though, is that you've it's well produced. There's a little bit of studio trickery in there. Mm. It's the kind of thing you can imagine being quite electro. But there's actually very little that's electro about it. When you look down the list of instruments you've got there, a lot of strings, violin, viola, cello, you've got flutes, you've got trumpets, trombones, bass, clarinets, contrabasses, tubas. They're sort of real acoustic instruments that you're using to get these sounds.
Yes, yeah. I come from a world where I'm trained in jazz, so I have that real kind of love of the acoustic sound. And I'm also a child of the 80s and 90s where I just really like to ham it up a little bit and use some... I don't know, I'd say more industrial. I was right into kind of German industrial music when I was a punk.
When you were a punk? I think you can't stop being a punk.
Yeah, you never stop being a punk. It's just embedded in you. And I think I was an audio punk more than even, you know, that's lingered on a lot longer.
I wouldn't say that most people would hear this album and say, oh, punk.
No, definitely not. I think it's in the attitude. Mm. A lot of the time it's like I like audaciousness, and this album has that, because even like the electric sounds, they do come from acoustics. They come from me just slamming a door and just going nuts on it,
right?
Or you know, a lot of the sounds are taking acoustic sounds and flipping them right out.
Yeah, it's a bit, I don't want to say sparse, but it's not, you know, overly layered with huge sounds. I mean, it's intricate. I suppose is the word I'm after.
Definitely. After my first album, which was quite dense and laid, I actually wanted to pull back and create something that has intricacy, but only what is essential. So I cut out everything in between, and lots of space, lots of air, because, well, another influence of mine is medieval music.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And I really like the sense of when I listen to that, there's just this clarity. You kind of get a sense of the world without electricity. Stocks and blood and rotten tomatoes. I think I have past life stuff here.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the cover of your album to see if I can see any of that. No.
No.
No blood.
No blood.
No rotten tomatoes.
No, but, you know, it's definitely in there in some songs. I worked with an amazing guy called John Hudson, and when we were working on a song, one of the tunes, Carrie, he's like, I'm not sure what you're going for. And I said, John, you're in stocks. You're being dragged. It's foreboding. It's the end. And it's just real. And it's just life.
Yeah, right.
You know, so.
Good instruction. Well, whatever you did, it worked. Congratulations on the album. It's called Seesaw. My Monday Muse's new album, Nomi Libba, is her name. Now, you are our muse.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
Buffy St. Marie, who was... huge influence on my life, on my music, and actually my pathway of life as well. She's a native Canadian Indian woman from the 60s. Well, she's still alive and still performing today. But she was she hit the scene as a folk singer, and then she's very intense and quite passionate. And then she just did something at the end of the 60s where she worked with these guys in NYU, and they started doing all this crazy techno stuff, technological stuff, which is both really organic but also kind of really trippy. And it was just groundbreaking.
Yeah, right.
So I had to bring that in.
Okay, so which track have you chosen for us?
This is called God is Alive, Magic is Afoot.
All right, let's dip in, shall we?
God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened, magic never fled. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, the heart did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led.
From 1969, the album called Illuminations, that's God is Alive, Magic is Afoot by Buffy St. Marie. What do you call that, prog folk?
I don't know what you call
it. Is that, and was that a two-note melody?
It's pretty much, she's pretty essential. Like, she's all for intensity.
Oh, yeah.
But she's actually a quite amazing writer. She's written, I've got well into her catalogue, which is substantial, and she would write some really complex and beautiful tunes, and then she would just write something with literally just, you know, two notes on the guitar, and just she would drive it into the ground. You know, she was just so, you know, intense.
And I get the feeling with that, she's throwing just a lot of ideas. Like, I need to read those lyrics on a page. Like, I can't take them in that quickly when they're flying at you, because they're intense.
They are. She has depth, and I really kind of like that, because I, you know, I'm a musician, but I actually see music as an art. It's an art form. And while I really think that there's a place for get down and party and have a good time, there's also a place to speak out and to have a, we live in complex times, and life is complex sometimes, and I really like someone speaking to me intelligently and inspiringly about the situation that we all find ourselves in, which is life.
Thanks for bringing that along. I hadn't heard that before, and I'm really glad I did. Thanks very much for doing it. Nomi Libber, my Monday muse, here today on RN Drive. Her album is out, a new album called Seesaw.
Yes.
So go down and grab yourself a coffee. If you are in Sydney, Nomi is playing on the 22nd of May at The Basement as part of an event called The World at The Basement, and she's got a whole bunch of string players along. And then you're off to Paris and Berlin and off to conquer the world. So all the best with that.
Oh, and eat lots of really great food.
Yeah, well, that's the best bit about travelling. Not sure Berlin's great for that.
No, I'll be eating in Paris first.
Yeah, Paris. Yeah, stock up in Paris and then health regime in Berlin.
Yes, definitely.
Nomi Libber, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Ha 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 ha